Now for our story. It is early morning as Lily Devon comes out of Aunt Mary Lane's house and stands in the sunlight listening to the pleasant, peaceful country sounds which are so strange to her way of life.
Whoever said the country is quiet? My gosh, it's full of noise. They're just different from the sounds in the city. No traffic, no elevators, no crowds of people. Kind of nice for a change.
It was the day after Lily and Del Shipley had driven down from Chicago. And though they'd insisted on staying at the Brown Palace Hotel in Wakefield, Aunt Mary had persuaded them to come out for breakfast. Now, Del, in whose Chicago nightclub Lily works as an entertainer, is helping Aunt Mary in the kitchen, while Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece, does the daily tidying up. Peggy shooed Lily outside with a reminder that she doesn't get to the country very often, and now, as Lily stands looking about, she sees Randy Lane over to the left near the orchard. For a reason she doesn't quite understand, Lily's first impulse is to avoid Randy. But she overcomes this feeling, walks up to him, and greets him quite casually.
Good morning.
Hello.
Quite a project you got there.
Oh, no, I'm just laying out a little vegetable garden for Mom.
Looks like quite a thing to me. Must work up quite a little steam at it.
How come?
Well, you have your shirt off.
Oh, well, I had a pretty good tan when I got back from the South Pacific, and I don't want to lose it. I wasn't expecting company. I guess I better put my shirt on.
Are you kidding? Relax. I've worked on so many bills with acrobats that a man with just his shirt off seems overdressed.
Okay.
What are all the strings for?
Oh, they mark off the rows for the seeds. It's kind of hard to keep them straight if you don't measure them off first.
I guess that's pretty important to the carrots, whether they're straight or not. They're very temperamental.
Well, of course it doesn't make any difference to the carrots, but it does to me. I hate to see a sloppy garden. Get a big kick out of seeing it neat and tidy. And then having the rows straight is pretty important when it comes time for hoeing the weeds and cultivating.
I can see I've got lots to learn about farming.
Didn't you ever have a garden when you were a kid?
No. Kind of tough growing a garden in an east side apartment.
East side?
Yeah. New York east side. Not very pretty. You're lucky you don't know about it. But I wasn't there very long. My uncle and aunt who raised me, they put me in their vaudeville act when I was 9.
You mean you were on the stage when you were that young?
Sure. That's not so young. Lots of theatrical kids are practically born on the stage. And raised in dressing rooms.
Say, you mind if I go ahead with my spading?
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Did you travel around a lot when you were a kid?
Most of the time.
Must have been pretty interesting, huh?
That depends on what you call interesting. We weren't exactly what you'd call big time. Most of the towns we played were jerk water places. Go in one night and out the next. Sleep on trains. Stay coach. Or in some crummy little hotel.
Sounds a little rugged.
Yeah, I guess. But a kid doesn't mind too much. Besides, I didn't know anything else, so I didn't know what I was missing. That looks easy, the way you do it. You can just keep right on digging while you talk and never miss a lick. Almost looks like fun.
Yeah, I like it. Want to help?
Why not? If I'm going to learn about the country, I might as well go the whole way.
Oh, oh, I was joking. You'd ruin those fancy clothes.
They aren't fancy. Just a play suit and the skirt comes right off. That is, unless you're afraid of a girl in shorts.
Don't mind me.
Besides, I'll be able to take a little sun bath while I'm working. Kill two birds with one stone. There. See? Where can I hang this skirt?
Well, how about the handle of that spade sticking in the ground there?
Well. Now, what do I do?
Well, you can take that hoe and start breaking up the clods where I've been spading.
Okay. Make little ones out of the big ones, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, take it easy, not so fast.
Like this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's better.
What's the matter? Isn't this the way to do it?
Oh, yeah, you're doing all right. It's just that Well, I never believed it.
Believed what?
Well, I've seen ads in the magazines with beautiful girls dressed in shorts the way you are, working with a hoe, but I never thought I'd see a real live girl at it.
You think I'm beautiful?
You know darn well you are. Yes, I'd say you have everything it takes.
Thank you. You're not bad yourself.
Well, you'd better not overdo that. You'll be pretty sore tomorrow.
No. You forget I'm a dancer. I get plenty of exercise.
Well, that may be, but if you keep that up, you'll discover muscles tomorrow that you never knew you had.
So what? This is fun.
Uh-huh, that's what I've been telling you.
Hmm?
Yesterday, remember? I told you that life in the country is better than that hurly-burly you're used to.
Well, doing something on a vacation is one thing, and making it your life work is another. It's all right for them that likes it, but I know what's good for me.
Sure about that, are you?
Yes, I'm sure. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I detect a certain defensive attitude in you.
What have I got to defend myself from?
I'm not sure. That's what I was wondering. Hey, look, let's sit down for a minute and have a rest, huh?
But I just got underway.
Yeah, you did, but I've been going since 7 this morning.
Is that why you weren't at breakfast?
Mm-hmm, I had mine early. Come on, we can sit down over here and lean against the apple tree.
Okay, you're the boss.
Here you are, sit on my sweater.
But I'll get it dirty.
Oh, this old thing?
All right. This is nice. I haven't felt this good in years.
Yeah. Maybe that's because you're being yourself.
Well, what makes you say that? I mean, why do you think I'm not usually myself?
Well, I think you put up a front to hide something. With all your wisecracking gags.
Maybe you think I'm just a shy little violet underneath?
Oh, no. No, not that. But I do think you're a warm, real person underneath.
Well, how can you tell?
Lots of things. Partly the way you look.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
You'd be surprised how much it proves. You know, some people, the ones who are afraid of life, get sort of dried up looking, sort of squeezed into themselves. And, well, look at you. You have a strong, full body, clear-looking eyes, bright blonde hair.
Bright blonde hair.
Well, what's funny?
Nothing. Skip it.
You see, the point is, you have the capacity for living a complete, rich life. But something's holding you back. And that's what I'm not sure about. The reason.
Well, if it'll make you any happier, I can give you the answer to that one.
Why don't you, then?
Well, I used to be. At least I started out to be the kind of person you're talking about. I was so sure it was a fine world. People were good and kind. Even then, I should have known better, seeing the things I did while I was growing up. But I was a dope, I guess. I still believed in Santa Claus.
Well, what happened?
I found out it didn't work. I got myself shoved all over the map. In other words, I took a beating. So I decided it wasn't going to happen again. And it's not either. Not if I can help it.
Yes, Lily, you say that so defiantly. Because you are afraid, as Randy said. For the first time in years, you feel a threat to the protective armor you've built around yourself. For Randy Lane seems to be determined to break through to the person he believes is there underneath. If he does, Lily, what will happen?